3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Kate Meehan. She's our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Hey, Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning.
You know, obviously we're going to talk about the Queen quite a bit here, but I just got this most wonderful text in from a listener, and I want to read it to you because I know you'll appreciate this. This person writes, Andrew, I'm feeling emotions I did not know I possessed after hearing about the death of the Queen. I love history, I know history, and I know the U.S. would not be the U.S. without England. So in a way, even though we are separate from England or the U.K., she was also our Queen. And I feel the loss almost as if she was a relative. Call it empathy or I don't know what, but the rain this morning definitely reflects the way I feel about the Queen. I'm a grown man over 60, but this definitely touches me in a way that I did not expect. What a poignant comment.
I've heard a lot of people say similar things since yesterday. You know, just that they were caught off guard by having a reaction to it. And a lot of women especially. And I think part of it is because for so many of us, for our whole lives, this woman represented power and respect and held a role that, you know, women for years and years and years couldn't even hope to climb to, and not just royalty, but in terms of, you know, that level of respect and being able to be in control of things and being listened to and heard and not questioned. She represented all of those things at points in time where it was not the norm for women. And so I think that's part of it. That's a huge part of her legacy. You know, put the monarchy aside, that position is such a huge part of what she represented that it struck chords on all kinds of different levels. And I think people are processing that and kind of realizing it now, maybe because she's always been there. So take her out of the equation and you start to think about those things and, you know, the example that she set and the power that she held and all the things that she did for people.
Yeah, and you know, it's so fascinating because we had seen the stories about her health, and obviously she's 96, okay? You know, you understand that this can't logically last forever, but I had seen the picture of her hand, and I knew she was in declining health and some of her mobility issues. And off the air, I was talking with Candy about this yesterday, and, you know, and I had said, gosh, she just doesn't look good. I'm not very optimistic about this. And, well, sure enough, later that day, you know, the news breaks, and I'm still caught off guard by it. I'm still, because she, like you said, she's always been there. I mean, this is, you know, from the time when she was a princess, you know, World War II, you know, and talking to children in 1940 and reassuring them that we're all in this together during the bombing of London, all the way through everything else. I didn't experience that personally, but she's just always been there. And, you know, the way I said it earlier in the show is, can you imagine being somebody whose rule is over the course of 14 presidents and, you know, every time you meet a new president and, you know, they're coming in for their 4 or their 8 years and you're kind of like probably thinking, you know, we'll see. Like, I'll still be here in a decade, in 2 decades, in 3 decades, you know, we'll see. It's just, she was a steady, persistent presence of poise and grace in the world that's just now gone.
I mean, imagine holding the same powerful job for 70 years and not making too many missteps,
right.
Not too many at all. Like, that's a long, long run. And that's a hard thing to live up to, you know, because, I mean, we see, you know, even with Boris Johnson just leaving office this week, you know, and being replaced, they don't make it more than a couple of years without making major missteps that
right.
often lead to having to resign or be removed. 70 years, that's incredible.
It really is amazing. And, you know, the other part about this is, I mean, I know she's still a good 20 years older than President Biden, but it makes me start to think about the scope of history which people like President Biden and, you know, former President Trump at their age, you know, they've seen a lot, but nothing like, I mean, this is just amazing. And frankly, I'm an American, okay? You know, we celebrate the revolution and we broke away to not have a monarchy. And I say all of these things and I believe all of these things. Nevertheless, this still affected me in a way that I found rather surprising. And it's a reminder that there is something, I think we yearn for something that is more permanent than these kind of, you know, transitional things. And as you say, she, she carried that office with a kind of presence that it's few and far between. I mean, she won over Winston Churchill, who thought she was too young. She won over Maggie Thatcher, who thought she was too reserved. I mean, like, that's this woman, you know?
Yeah, she won over everybody, basically, you know, by example and by time and by doing the work. And anybody pretty much that doubted her was wrong in the end.
Right.
And that kind of legacy is just, it's unheard of. And for it to be carried by a woman is even more miraculous in this day and age.
Right. And I look, you know, it's funny because, again, I feel like in some way I didn't know as much yesterday as I know today because I was researching her life more and becoming more educated. And you know, it's sometimes it's small things, but you know, like her willingness to be publicly photographed in the 60s dancing with a black foreign head of state as a white British monarch, that said something in a world that was divided by race. And it's those kinds of things, or even the goofy little stuff, like that, you know, the reporter that kind of infiltrated the castle and worked as a servant and managed to catch her, you know, putting food away in a Tupperware container for later. You know what I mean? Like the kind of frugality you wouldn't think a monarch would have, but those are just true things about her that made her even more wonderful, even though, you know, whether they were meant to make her look wonderful or not, they humanize her, right?
Right, there were the humanizing moments, and there were the moments where you realized she was kind of stuck in what we perceived to be a stuffy role,
mm-hmm.
but she was pushing boundaries in her own ways and wasn't afraid for people to see that. And that is something that also set her apart from the people that sat on the throne before her, some of the people that have come after her in lesser roles. You know, they're much more stunted than she was, and she was considerably older than them.
Meanwhile, in other news, and I'm not going to spend too much time on this only because these are the other things that are going on, but, you know, we lost Bernard Shaw, the founding anchor of CNN. Cobra Kai is releasing its sixth season today. And Ozzy Osbourne gets cut off by NBC in the halftime show last night. 10 seconds of Ozzy is not what fans were expecting, right?
No, but they said that performance was meant for the people that were in the stadium watching the game. It wasn't meant for television. So they gave you a blip, and now you probably should go to YouTube and hope that somebody in the audience filmed it. And you can watch it there, because it wasn't made for people to watch on TV.
Right, right, exactly right. Well, anyway, there's always so much going on. We didn't even get to talk about Angelina and Brad having a fight over a winery ownership, which cracks me up after all this time. The problems that some people have. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Kate, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We look forward to talking to you next week.